Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in to 92.3 FM. We also welcome those joining us online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Nikki Robertson is making her first appearance on the program this afternoon to talk to us not only about her individual love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that not only with her fans, but also in the group that she's in, Western Avenue. If you guys have not heard their single, Wherever You Are, you'll have the opportunity to hear it here, as well as know how you can support their music yourself. But Nikki, good afternoon to you, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, look, I'm glad to have you on with us. Congratulations to you guys, not only on the single, but also I think on what you guys have been able to do as a group. You guys have thousands that are staying in contact with you online through the social networks. What has it been like for you, Nikki, to see not only the way that people are responding to the music, but how it's really becoming a part of them?
Oh, it's been great. Like, I don't know, it's something I've kind of always dreamed of my whole life, to be able to make music and like have people respond to like how our music has affected them, and like different songs of, I can't even talk right now, different songs have affected them differently, and I don't know, it's just been such a great experience overall, and especially now with how the internet is, with all the social networks, like we can actually really keep in touch with them, which
right.
is a bonus because it wasn't as easy before, so
exactly.
Yeah, I love
exactly.
it.
You know, and I love it, too. And what I also love about it, and you said, you know, you're able to communicate with the fans, and it's great to see their feedback. You know, when did you know that this was going to be your way, Nikki, that the world would know who you were? Because it's obvious that all of you guys are talented when it comes to music. When did you know, though, that this was what you wanted to do?
I think I've always known. Ever since I was a little girl, I used to always sing with my dad, because he would always have the guitar out and singing, like, all growing up, and I'd always want to kind of, like, I just always looked up to him the whole time, and he'd always be encouraging me to sing, but I was really shy back then, so I didn't sing too much in front of him, but I would always go up in my room and sing with the door closed. So the years went on, and he actually, unfortunately, passed away of cancer, and so since then, I think it's kind of given me the boost to kind of sing in his memory, and it's kind of helped me come out of my shell a little bit. So,
yeah,
it's music's just always been around me my whole life, and so I think that's why.
Yeah. Do you think because music is something that's so personal for you, Nikki, that is what your fans are feeding on, because it becomes personal for them too, because they can feel the passion behind it?
Yeah, I try to put my heart and soul into my music, and I'm hoping it comes across like that, because, yeah, I'm definitely pouring my soul out, so,
yeah,
it's my life for sure.
Yeah, and then, you know, for you to have always known that this is what you wanted to do, and then to be a part of the group, Western Avenue, talk to us about the group and how the group came together.
Well, it was probably back in about 2005, Keith Robertson, he was teaching guitar at this music academy, and I was teaching vocal lessons. So I'd met Keith because I had started taking guitar lessons with him, and then I ended up teaching at the same place. I taught vocal and he taught guitar. And I had a gig coming up, and I needed somebody to back me up. So I had, Keith was obviously the first one I asked, and then he suggested asking his friend Matt, who he knew from teaching guitar at another place. And then we all got together and we jammed some songs out, and it was sounding awesome. And the gig actually that we were supposed to be doing, it never happened because the club closed down like a week or two before the gig was supposed to happen. But then we just kept things together because it was sounding so good. So that's where it all started.
Wow. Well, and
yeah.
So that's something. So back in 2005, and here we are now in 2013, and, you know, to be able to not only utilize the various platforms that are out there, that you guys are able to let people know, you know what you're doing and know, you know, who you are. When you first released this single, and it's a single, of course, when people are following you guys on Twitter, that's one of the first things they're able to see about is the single that you guys have wherever you are. Did you know that single was something special automatically, Nikki?
Yes. Amazing lyricist Dave Woods. We've been collaborating for years now, and he sent me the lyrics to that song probably, it was a long time ago, actually, that we wrote that song. But, yeah, when he sent those lyrics, they just touched me. Like, I loved them. And then I just got behind my piano and just tried to make some magic happen. And then it just seemed to work. I don't know. I love how it turned out.
Right. You know, and it definitely is, I think, a great song. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Nikki from the group Western Avenue. She's talking with us not only about her own personal love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that not only with you guys, but also as part of the group Western Avenue as well. You know, Nikki, why don't you do us the honors and introduce the single for us?
All right. The single is called Wherever You Are.
I feel like where to soar, scattered on the wind, together for a moment, and carried away again. Every time you leave my side, I stumble in shades of blue, and the only thing I think about is getting back to you. I wanna be I wanna be
There you have Western Avenue with Wherever You Are here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM for our radio listeners, but online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com. Nikki from the group is joining us live. We've been talking to her not only about her own personal love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. It's a powerful song, Nikki, and I think, you know, the words are definitely, you know, are something that resonates with people. You know what I thought about this? I know you guys are designated as country, but don't you think that one of the great things about music is that a message like what's in that song really resonates with people across the board?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Like, that's what we always thought. Like, our sound isn't strictly country, and we've kind of done the whole crossover thing, and which I love because, well, and you can do that with country anymore. There's so much, like, there's rock influence and pop influence, and then, like, just the message of the song itself, yeah, like, I think it for sure can spread across to a wide area of people, which is really good.
Exactly, and I think it's doing just that. So, Nikki, how can our listeners stay in contact with you guys as well as be able to support the music?
Well, I'll just take you right to our website because it's got all the links to Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all that. It's just westernavenue.ca. Simple as that.